Fight Club exclusive, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Momentum against globalists in Europe super exciting. By Kurt Zindelka on December 11, 2024. The potential is there for pro-nation state movements to dethrone the globalist order in Europe. However, it will be critical for them to learn lessons from Donald Trump on ground game politics. Dr. Sebastian Gorka told Breitbart Fight Club this week. Veteran Trump strategist and incoming senior director of counterterrorism Dr. Sebastian Gorka joined Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and Washington bureau chief Matthew Boyle for a special edition of the Founders Roundtable for subscribers to Fight Club, Breitbart's new membership service, to discuss the state of the world awaiting the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump. Addressing the political landscape in Europe. The London-born counterterrorism expert said that there are super exciting developments across the pond in terms of pushback against the globalist power structure and that there is a real chance for meaningful change. What we are talking about is representative government. What Brexit, what Maloney, what MAGA is representative government. The potential is there, because there are demands, Dr. Gorka said. There is only one question: do they have the technical knowledge to win? And then do they have the technical knowledge to govern, he said. What happened here in America 5 weeks ago was not just 77 million people fed up with the elite telling them you are stupid, you're white, you're racist, or whatever, but it was also because of Laura Trump, Scott Pressler, Charlie Kirk, Ned Ryan, my wife. People getting out there and beating the left at their own organizational game. In Britain, Brexit leader Nigel Farage has openly stated that he is seeking to emulate his longtime ally Donald Trump in building a top-flight team within his Reform UK party to challenge the Westminster establishment. Reform won over 4 million votes in the July general election, just weeks after Mr. Farage returned to the party. While the result was good for a third-place finish in the popular vote, due to Britain's first-past-the-post voting system, the party was only awarded 5 MPs, far behind the 72 won by the Liberal Democrats, despite Reform winning more votes. This disparity in results was put down in large part to the strong ground game of the Liberal Democrats and their ability to successfully direct resources to specific seats with the best chance of victory. This will be a critical area of focus for Farage and Reform, notably in the 98 seats in which the upstart party finished in second place, to take on the challenge of waging a truly national election. Mr. Farage has brought in heavy hitters such as former tech entrepreneur Zia Yusuf as the chairman of the party, with the aim of professionalizing the party and building national infrastructure to overtake the Tories and challenge Labour. This week, Mr. Farage further expanded his team, announcing Tuesday that billionaire property developer Nick Candy had joined Reform UK as the party's treasurer. A former big money donor to the Conservative Party, Candy has vowed to donate at least £1 million of his own money and to serve as a chief fundraiser for the party to ensure that Mr. Farage becomes the country's next prime minister. Others in Europe have also sought to begin to emulate aspects of Trump's success, such as France's Jordan Bardella, Marine Le Pen's deputy and president of the anti-mass migration National Rally Party. Bardella's Trumpian use of social media was credited as central to his success in the European Parliament elections earlier this year, which firmly entrenched him as the heir apparent to the populist movement in France. With the continued struggles for President Macron and the collapse in popularity for his neoliberal agenda, Le Pen is currently predicted as the favorite to become the next president of the country in 2027 with Bardella as her likely prime minister. The one issue that unites all populist parties in Europe and Trump's MAGA movement is opposition to the mass migration agenda favored by Democrats in the United States and globalists in Europe. After a decade of mass migration, public sentiment is turning against the open borders ideology. Opposing mass migration was demonstrated as a winning electoral issue by Trump ally Geert Wilders in the Netherlands, who swept to a stunning victory last year and entrenched himself as the main power player behind the Dutch government this year. Commenting on the shifting political tides in Europe, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow said during the Founders Roundtable that it certainly feels like at a minimum that there is deep dissatisfaction with establishment governments in the traditional Western European states, the states that really inspired a generation of American liberals who are screwing things up here. The American Democrat Party is essentially the love child of all these horrible secular left-wing states, particularly in Western Europe, and they are really out of style now, they are really out of fashion now. Obviously things are changing. I don't know if it's enough, but it has my attention. The Breitbart Fight Club Founders Roundtables are private online events for readers who signed up at the middleweight level or above annually. You can sign up here. Participants get the chance to interact with each other and connect with key players in the Breitbart and MAGA worlds. A previous event featured best-selling author Peter Schweitzer. Follow Kurt Sindulka on X, follow @KurtSindulka or email to xsindulka@breitbart.com.